There we go, moving right along. Are we done yet?
Hopefully I can move as quickly there.
Rachel, what do you have for us today?
Let me find my presentation here.
This is agenda item number 5, Roanoke Cement Company, LLC.
Does anyone know where the commission file is? Good morning. Roanoke Cement Company, LLC is requesting to install one 17-foot by 28-foot rusting dolphin with fender systems, one 9-foot by 9-foot mooring dolphin, an 85-foot by 100-foot unloading platform with fender system, a 4-foot by 70-foot gangway, and repair or replace up to 367 14-inch diameter timber piles that support an existing concrete wharf along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River at the Roanoke Cement Company facility at 1331 Priority Lane in the city of Chesapeake. This application requires both a subaqueous and wetlands permit. Because the city of Chesapeake rescinded the Wetlands Act, today you are acting as the default wetlands board, as well as considering any subaqueous impacts associated with this project. A public hearing was held for the wetlands portion of this project on May 16th. No public comment was made and no objections have been heard. The site takes place on the southern branch of the Elizabeth River, across from the Norfolk Naval Shipyard, just north of the Jordan Bridge. Roanoke Cement Company is in phase two of their waterfront rehabilitation project, in which they are better accommodating the 600-foot cargo vessels that offload and load cement and fly ash at their facility. Here is a plan view drawing of the entire project. Here you can see a new proposed dolphin, a new offloading platform with fender system, a new mooring dolphin, a walkway that goes from the upland to the fender system, as well as improving any of the piles that are underneath the southern wharf here. Here's just a panoramic view of from standing on an existing dolphin looking at the waterfront facility. So there's two portions of this project that impact wetlands or that require a wetlands permit. The first is the unloading platform, which will have four 12-inch steel piles that are driven into this intertidal riprap revetment. It will also encroach over 1,000 square feet of non-vegetated riprap. The second is the walkway, which will encroach over 40 square feet of intertidal riprap. And here's just a picture looking from the dolphin at the intertidal riprap that will be encroached over for the project. And this is the southern wharf, and it's high tide, so you can't see the pilings underneath, but there's about 364 pilings that are in desperate need of rehabilitation. VIMS has recommended four conditions for this permit to protect any nearby fish from the sound and wave vibrations from the driving of the steel piles. The first is the use of vibration hammers to initiate all pile placement. The second is the use of wooden pile cap cushions for the pile driving after the initial placement with vibration hammer. A ramp up of the pile driving to disperse any fish that might be around the site. And a use of a bubble curtain during pile driving operations. So, staff recommends approval of the project conditioned upon the adherence to the VIMS recommended pile driving conditions. Staff is of the opinion that no compensation is necessary for the minimal non-vegetated wetland impacts. Staff also recommends a royalty of $2 per square foot for the encroachment of the mooring dolphin, which is encroaching over 81 square feet of state-owned submerged lands. It's adjacent to the Kurnios Illuminate property, which makes it not qualify for the royalty exemption provided in 28.2-1206. I'm here to answer any questions. And the applicant is here to answer any questions as well.
Any questions from the commission? The applicant is represented. Would you please come forward, sir? Let me swear you in. Do you hereby testify, hereby swear that the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Clifford Bocchicchio. I'm environmental and permitting manager for Titan America, which Roanoke Cement Company is a subsidiary company of Titan America.
Terrific. Is there anything you wish to add or anything you wish the commission to know?
I think Rachel pretty much covered it. What we're trying to do is to import cement from our parent company in Greece, and we recently had one ship in, and we're just trying to secure our berthing, basically, so we have a safe berthing, and that's the purpose for this, for its improvement work.
So, great. Thank you,
I'll be glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? If so, please come forward or raise your hand. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Is there any discussion?
I would move to accept staff recommendations.
Second.
Motion by Mr. France, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The project is approved. Thank you.